May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please take a seat, but if you are a child and you'd like to come and sit down and see what I've brought with me today, do come and sit down on these mats here. Feel free to come out if you're in the choir, if you're in the pews, come and sit down. Because today is the beginning of a special season, isn't it? We lit a candle, didn't we, earlier? Why did we light that candle? Does anyone know why we lit the candle? Yep.
Because it's the start of Advent.
It's the beginning of Advent. It's the first Sunday of the season of Advent. And Advent is kind of about, it's a journey that we're going on. We're beginning a new journey. And I thought today I've brought in my bag a few things that I need, because we're going to pretend we're going on a journey today. And inside my bag, I've brought some things that we need for a journey. Okay, so one of the things in my bag, let's see what we've got in here first. One of the things in my bag that I brought with me today is this. What does it look? What do you think this is? Can anyone see what it is? Do you know?
A compass.
It's a compass. Would you like to hold my compass? I brought a compass for the journey that we're going on today. One of the things I've got is a compass. Why? How does a compass help you on a journey? What does a compass do? Yeah?
It helps you with your directions.
That's right. It helps you with your directions. It helps you to know which way to go. It points in one direction. It always points north, a compass, doesn't it? Always points north. So then you know where you are. You can find which direction you need to go with your compass. And I've got something else as well in my bag. Let me hold it up. Oh, it's quite big. It's quite big. Can you see what that is?
A map.
Got a map. Who would like to hold my map? Do you want to hold the map? A lot of you could hold it, yeah. You could probably, a couple of you. Do you want to help two of you hold it? That's great. So a map is really useful when you're on a journey as well. We sometimes use maps that don't look like that, don't we? We use maps that might be on our phone or on a sat nav. They don't always look like that anymore. I had to search around my house to try and find a map because I don't really use them. So, but that's a lovely paper map. And it's a map of France. So you can find out where you need to go with that. You don't have to hold it all up. Yeah, all the way up. That's fine. Just hold on to it. You can fold it up if you like now. Or you can find where you're going. So compasses are really good because they help us find the right direction. How do maps help us? Or sat-navs, how do they help us? So we can find our way, can't we? You can actually see the roads that you'll need to travel on the map, don't you? The compass just shows you the direction. But the map, that'll show you actually where it is, where the town is or where the village is. And it'll show you all of the roads that you need to travel along as well. So that helps you a bit more, doesn't it? Okay, I've got one more thing. I've got a key. Can you see what kind of key it is, anyone? What do you think?
Car key.
Car key. Do you want to hold my car key? That is my car key, so don't lose it, please. That is my car key. A car can be helpful on a journey, can't it? How does the car help you when you're on a journey?
It gets you to places
much faster. So if you're going on a long journey, you might need to take something like a car or a train, something that will help you go further than if you were just walking. Yeah. You've been on a train as well, yeah. But I'm going to take the car for my journey today. We're going to take the car for the journey today because I think I fancy driving. And when you're driving, you need to look where you're going, don't you? On a train, you've got someone else driving. You've got a driver who's paying attention and looking where you're going. But if I take my car, that's my job. I have to look where I'm going and pay attention to all of the roads. So it's very important to be watchful when you drive a car. You can't close your eyes or look around. You have to look out for things. What kind of things do you need to look out for if you're driving a car? Yeah, there's other cars on the road and lorries and trucks, things like that. Yep. What else might be on the roads?
Animals
could be on the roads. Yep. People, of course. Yes, you do need to watch out for people when you're driving a car because they could be on the roads too. And you don't want to... you don't want to hit anybody else, do you? No. Anything else? No, so you need to be watchful when you have the car, don't you? I've got one more thing in my bag, one last final thing to help us on this journey today. So we've got a compass, we've got a map, we've got a car key, and there's one more thing.
Oh,
a watch. A watch. How does a watch help us on a journey?
It tells us the time and when we get there, so like if we put something on
That's great. So it helps us to be on time. That's what Noah was just saying. He said if you've booked to go and see someone at a certain time, you need a watch to make sure you get there at the right time so that you're not late. Otherwise, you might have to go home if you're too late. Yeah, you might. You were late, were you, somewhere? You were late once. Yeah, sometimes it happens, doesn't it? And you had to go back home. Oh, no. So we don't want to be late for this journey this morning. So hopefully, if I've got my watch, that will help us to be on time. So So this morning, we're thinking about Advent, thinking about being on a journey and the things that we need to help us to be on the journey. We need to be watchful. We need to watch out for things when we're driving our car. We need to make sure we're on time. And thinking about being watchful, I've just got one more thing in my bag. It's not something that helps us on a journey, but it's just something that might help us to remember to be watchful while we're on this journey, this Advent journey this morning. Do you know who this is? I brought a friend. This is a friend called, somebody said it, Mr. Magoo. Well done. I brought a friend to remind us to be watchful on our journey this morning. This is Mr. Magoo. Mr. Magoo is a cartoon character, and he doesn't look where he's going. It's really funny to watch because he just does such silly things. He'll be walking along the road and he'll be about to step down a drain, and then somebody's head will pop out and he'll just manage to avoid falling down the drain. And then he'll be just about to walk off the edge of a building when a steel girder will come along, and he will manage to stroll along the steel girder to get to where he's going without falling off the edge of the building. I know. It's nothing like real life at all. It's nothing like real life. Mr. Magoo, he never ever watches where he's going. So if you're on a journey, are you going to be like, would you be like Mr. Magoo, or would you be keeping your eyes open and being very watchful? What do you think? You'd keep your eyes open, you'd look where you're going, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be like Mr. Magoo. He never looks where he's going. So he can remind us that actually in real life, it's not a good idea to be like that, to not look where you're going, is it? It's dangerous. So we want to look where we're going on our journey. And so we need to look and watch where we're going. We need to use our eyes to be aware of what's around us. And today, on Advent Sunday, it's the beginning of this season that where we count towards Christmas. And we have got, this is the first Sunday of Advent. Do you know how many Sundays there are in Advent?
Yep.
Four. There's four Sundays. Yeah, that's the days, yeah. There's four Sundays. So, if we count them back, we've got 4, 3, 2, 1, and then it's Christmas. And so that's what we're doing. We're counting down and we're being watchful. We're being watchful. That's right. Advent means coming. It reminds us that Christmas is coming. And we want to be watchful and wait for the coming of Jesus, because Jesus was born on Christmas. So we need to give more attention to God this season. We need to be looking and watching and waiting. And we need to look for Jesus. How can we look for Jesus? How can we be watchful and look out for Jesus? What can we do to help us to focus on Jesus? Does anyone do something that helps them to think about Jesus? What was that? Were you going to say something? No. Well, we can pray, can't we? When we pray, that's how we can be watchful. We can listen to Jesus speaking into our hearts. So every time we pray, we're watching out for Jesus. Yeah. And so let's pray that we would open our hearts and our eyes to Jesus now. Lord God, open our eyes to your presence, open our ears to your call, and open our hearts to your love, that we might be aware of you and your coming to us. Amen.